This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian intelligence has released a video of a sea drone attack Saturday, which Russian authorities say damaged a Russian tanker near the strategic bridge linking Russia to the annexed peninsula of Crimea. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
According to Russian installed officials in Crimea, no one was hurt, but the Crimean bridge and ferry transport were suspended for several hours. Russian media said the SIG vessel, approaching the Kerch Strait linking the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov, was hit by Ukrainian drones. Ukraine's Interfax agency, citing an unnamed Ukrainian security service source, also said Ukraine's navy was behind the attack with drones in its territorial waters. Kiev seldom claims responsibility for attacks inside Russia or on Russian-controlled territory in Ukraine. Vasil Mayuk, head of Ukraine's SBU security service, did not directly say that Ukraine had attacked the vessel, but he commented that any incident with Russian ships or the Crimean bridge was, quote, an absolute logical and efficient step towards the enemy.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. Russia condemned the Ukrainian strike on its civilian vessels in the Kerch Strait, calling it a terrorist attack. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova said Saturday Russia will respond and punish those responsible. Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev also suggested Saturday Moscow would launch retaliatory strikes against Ukrainian ports in response to Kyiv's attacks on Russian ships in the Black Sea. Protests against the Israeli government's judicial reforms entered their 31st week Saturday. Last week, the Israeli government passed the first major piece of legislation in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to overhaul the country's legal system, part of a broader plan that triggered the nationwide protests, divided the country, and rattled the powerful military and influential business community.